I'm Mary Sue Campbell, and my daughter Christine is
30 years old.
It was odd. Christine actually called me Tuesday morning about 10 o'clock and just said, "Oh, what are you doing, Mom?" And I said, "Oh, I'm just going to go out in the yard and do some yard work and run some errands." And she said, "Well, you ought to do the yard work early because it's going to be hot today." And apparently, 10 minutes later, she said I called her.
She had left me a voicemail, something like, "Hey, Christine, it's Mom. Something's not right. Something's wrong. I need you to call me back." So I gave her a call back, and she said, "Something about the house isn't right. Things look weird in here." "Well, what's weird? What are you talking about?" And then she said, "Well, I'm looking at the calendar, and it says August 2010. And I'm like, "Uh-huh."
Next.
She's like, "Well, that's not right." And I said, "Well, yes, it is. It's August 24th, 2010. And as soon as I said that out loud, I grabbed my purse to leave. "Oh my God, she's had a stroke." That was my first reaction. She says, "There's a strange black truck on the driveway, which is the truck that belongs to her boyfriend that has been parked there for 10 years. I mean, I'm just freaking out at this point.
A half hour later, Christine arrives at the hospital.
As soon as I walked in, the doctor greeted me and said,
Christine, it's not a stroke.
That's a huge relief.
But I said
your mother has transient global amnesia.
Your mother has lost her ability to form new memories."
He said, "It's not going to last forever. It usually lasts between 1 and 24 hours, and we're not sure what causes it." When I came in,
her mother is sitting up in bed.
She immediately started asking questions.
"Okay, so what's the date?"
I said, "Well, it's Tuesday, August 24th.
Yes. My birthday's already passed?
Yep.
How do you remember if I remember that? I'm trying to remember the last date I remember. I don't remember my birthday."
"Yeah. We hung out. You came over to my house and we watched a video that I made for you when I was in Texas."
"Where was it? Was that home? Did I call
you?" "Were at home. Yep. You were at home doing some gardening and you called me and you were feeling confused. So we called the paramedics, had them come and get you, and then we came here. We did a bunch of tests on you."
"Okay, so what's the date?"
"August 24th. It's Tuesday."
"I'm trying to remember the last date I remember. I mean, I don't remember my birthday just
You don't remember
recently.
Your birthday, yeah.
Yeah. That must have just been recently."
"Yeah, a couple weeks ago."
Now, you may have missed it, but this conversation they're having just started over.
"So it's August?"
Mm-hmm.
Because every 90 seconds, Mary Sue's memory resets.
"August 24th.
But what's strange is the repetition. Like, we started that last clip you heard with her saying this.
"I'm trying to remember the last date I remember."
90 seconds later, after her memory resets, she says,
"I'm trying to remember the last date I remember."
90 seconds later,
"I'm trying to remember the last date I remember."
Mary Sue,
"You remember what day of the week it is?"
"No."
Is in a loop. And it goes like this. First, the date.
"Okay, so what's the date?"
"August 24th.
She then responds in almost the same way every time.
"My birthday's already passed?"
"Yep."
She's missed her birthday.
"It's already at my birthday?"
"Yep."
"Darn."
And every time she says that, "darn," in exactly the same way. Like if you fast forward.
"It's already past my birthday though?"
"Yep."
"Oh, darn."
Then she laughs.
"What happened?"
Then they recap.
"You were working in the garden, and you gave me a call."
Christine explains the whole thing, and it's usually when she says the word paramedics.
"So we called the paramedics."
That Mary Sue's eyes get really wide in this look of sheer, utter disbelief.
Isn't that creepy? I mean, every single time
And you say that over and over.
Yeah,
you say, isn't that creepy?
"This is creepy."
"I know."
90 seconds later.
"This is so creepy."
90 seconds later.
"This is so creepy."
And it's often at this point that she resets.
"Okay, so I don't know what day of the week it is.
Tuesday." "We have had the same conversation over and over again, every 2 minutes for the last 2.5 hours.
2.5 hours?
Yeah.
Get out of here."
"I know." "Yeah,
hours?
We can't seem to talk about anything else." "That is what we're talking about today."
"What day of the week is it?"
"Tuesday, August 24th.
Clearly this is a person who's lost her memory.
Yeah.
But why would her behavior from one cycle to the next be so precisely and consistently the same?
It makes the brain seem a little bit more like a machine. You know, you give the machine the exact same set of inputs.
Every 90 seconds, give it the same doctor, the same hospital room, same beeping machines.
And see if the output ever varies. And
it doesn't.
It almost seems like the patient has no free will.